Good morning. My guest this morning is documentary filmmaker Nancy Kelly. A film that she has made with Kenji Yamamoto, Rebels with a Cause, will be presented on Sunday, the 24th of November, 1 p.m. at Summerfield Cinemas in Santa Rosa. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
And it's not Rebels Without a Cause. I started out that way, but it's very easy to make that mistake. Tell us about this film. It sounds fascinating.
It is a film that was gifted to us by KRCB President and CEO Nancy Dobb.
Uh-huh.
She read a book by Marty Griffin called Saving the Marin-Sonoma Coast and was inspired to want to make a documentary because she felt like she didn't really know what had gone on to save all the lands on the coast
of
two counties. She looked around for a few years until she felt like she had found the filmmakers that she thought were right, and lucky for us, she asked us.
Yeah.
And it's the story of how local people worked with their communities and with the federal government, and they were really citizen activists who made these lands parks and open space instead of subdivisions.
Right, right, which they could easily have been.
Oh, geez. And, you know, some of the planned subdivisions are in the film, and it's just shocking. What,
I'll bet.
And who these citizens were up against, like Gulf Oil.
Sounds familiar.
So, anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's really beautiful. Because me and my crew got up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to be able to be out there before, you know, dawn.
So you were all up and down the California coast?
No, we really focused on two national parks that were near a city, because that was also a new concept, was having national parks near where people live.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, documentaries can only do so much. So we focused on the creation of the Point Reyes National Seashore in the 1960s.
Right.
And the creation of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in the 1970s.
Well, that one was, I'm surprised you didn't have to make three movies to tell that story. That was very complicated.
Right. And what we tried to do so that it would be fun for viewers, and I think it is not focus on the stuff that was like super complicated, but just have the people who were actually on the front lines of creating those parks, saving that land, be the ones who tell the story. And a lot of them are really fascinating.
How difficult was it to get old footage to go back in time as you did?
Well, it was a lot of work, but people who go to see the film, I think, will be really pleased to just see, for example, in the GGNRA story, the two founders of the People for a Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which they call Piscanora, they met President Nixon. Both of them tell a story individually about President Nixon coming out right before an election when California was a swing state, and taking a tour of San Francisco Bay on a boat. Getting off, you know, walking off the plankway and shaking the hands of Amy Meyer and Edgar Wayburn to say, if you can get the GGNRA bill through Congress, I will sign it. And, you know, we got like miles and miles of footage from the National Archive. And after, you know, just like watching and watching hours of stuff that was not useful to us, all of a sudden there it was. You know,
right.
President
oh,
Nixon
how great.
Stopping. And
we're
going
to have to stop.
Hands.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to stop there, Nancy. We're just about out of time. Thank you very much for telling us about this movie. And let me tell people that they can see it one show only, Sunday, November 24th, 1 p.m. at Summerfield Cinemas up on Summerfield Road.
And Kenji and I will be there.
Great. For information, the number is 522-0719 online. SummerfieldCinemas.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.